top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. I am your presenter for this environment in the headlines. United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine suggests the DLP government end the nightmare young people have experienced under the DLP regime and create the possibilities for them to grow. SagiCorp will once more sponsor the 54th Annual General Assembly and the Caribbean Broadcasting Union's Caribbean Media Awards, which will take place on August 15th in Antigua and Barbuda. And dozens of protesters battled with police officers in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Monday after lawmakers and supporters were prevented from visiting the house of prominent opposition member on trial for rape and libel. Details coming up next.
Right on cue.
United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine asserted during the CCM program on Friday that the two decades of governance by the DLP regime has been a dreadful experience for young people, which is raising concerns regarding the measures needed to alleviate the predicament of young Dominicans. He suggested addressing the root cause of the challenges faced by young individuals under the DLP regime could be achieved through the provision of educational resources and employment prospects, adding, this strategy aims to equip them with the necessary tools to thrive and overcome the difficulties encountered.
For youth, 20 years under the Labour Party has been an absolute nightmare. Okay? So the question is, how do we rescue our young people? Okay, because we see, because of that constant barraging, because of that constant lack of ability or lack of opportunity, the inability to find jobs, the inability to stand on their own feet, their shame, they're not proud, they're not that beauty that I talk about is gone, you know. So no longer is beauty and youth spoken of in the same way in Dominica, because our young people are just completely out of it, in the sense that they've not been given those opportunities. So how we correct this is to create opportunities for young people that will make them thrive. And how you create opportunities, number one, you make sure that they have a good education. But number two, you make sure that they get an opportunity to work, an opportunity to be able to work, build a family life, you know, contribute in a meaningful way to society. And that blueprint would involve what we call a youth jobs program, okay? That would be the starting point for me.
Fontaine says the educational considerations embedded in the proposed solution would guarantee universal access to education for all children, regardless of academic capabilities. Furthermore, it would provide opportunities for skill development through vocational and training programs.
The education party would take care of to make sure that every single child is educated. Those who are not academically inclined, to make sure that they get the vocational and all the training, whether it's plumbing or electricity and so on, make sure that all of those mechanic and all of those are fully covered, so that they have those opportunities. But once they come out of that system, to create the jobs for them. So for me, a blueprint for the youth of Dominica is quite simply creating job opportunities. Because when you create job opportunities, when a young person doesn't have to worry about where the meal is coming from, when they don't have to feel so bad about themselves because they feel useless, because they can't earn a living, then they become creative. The creativity comes out. They are suddenly involved in youth activity. They're involved in helping their community. They're involved in doing things, imagining things and doing things. And that is what we need to encourage. So for me, if you ask me, for the youth of Dominica, it would be creating the opportunities and making use of the current movements in technology or the improvements in technology.
and that was United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontina. According to Justice Dr. Irvin Andre, Wesley people are experiencing displacement due to their ancestral roots in a village dating back 100 years. He makes mention that Dominicans are being called and categorized as racist towards certain people when it is nowhere similar to the racism faced by African Americans in America, Canada, and China. He explained that they are being told they are racist and should plead dead while their heritage is stolen.
Where is Wesley? Where are the people of Wesley, Gasso? Eating chow mein somewhere? Being displaced? Having persons come in to and point fingers at their house? This is the house I want. I can't say it in Chinese. Their ancestral roots in a village going some as long as 100 years. They're just displaced. Just displaced. That's what's happening. That's the sad state of affairs. And I heard another remark. What a dishonest remark. Oh, Dominicans are racist to certain people, for God's sakes. Just a touch on of your keyboard or your phone, and you will find exactly the racism that persons of African origin have had to deal with, contend with. Not only in America, not only in Canada, but also in China, for God's sakes. And we have been told that, Gosa, y'all are racists. Y'all should just lie down and play dead while your heritage is being stolen right under your very eyes.
He continued by saying that Dominicans are having an existential struggle to protect their legacy since they are being sold their history and soul for a few dollars. The Chinese have a harsh policy against corruption, but Dominicans continue to face the same issues.
This is the crap these fellas are peddling. They're peddling that crap because they're benefiting from it. And Dominicans, quite frankly, would be extremely gullible to accept that errant nonsense being peddled by these fellas who are selling their heritage and their souls for a few dollars more, not even 30 pieces of silver. So that's why this is an existential fight, an existential fight to preserve one's heritage. The Chinese have a very harsh policy, you know, in China for corruption. They put you before 10 marksmen and they kill you right there on the spot. But in Dominica, it's business as usual.
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. Minister Kozier Frederick emphasized the program's intangible advantages at the parenting program's closing ceremony in the Kalinago community, which was endorsed by the Child Abuse Prevention Unit of the Social Welfare Division. Over the past 3 months, program participants have actively participated in seminars and training sessions. He emphasized that raising a new generation requires having the skills needed for coaching, protecting their experiences, passing along priceless knowledge, and cultivating an atmosphere that supports them in becoming their best selves.
We are building a new generation. And that generation is not just for tomorrow. They are here right now. They live in. They have experiences that we have to protect. There are things that we have to teach them, and we have to make the environment, like we say in education, conducive or very good for them to be able to become who they can be or the best they can be.
Minister Frederick also highlighted that by safeguarding their experiences, we can create a safe and supportive environment that encourages growth and development. It is also important to impart invaluable knowledge, not just in terms of technical skills, but also in terms of life lessons and personal growth. The improvement of lives and the formation of a generation that can be seen in the investment in skills.
The interesting thing, you do not see. We cannot look at you when you walk through the village. The officers here cannot look at you when you traverse the city of Roseau and see the money that was spent in you. We can't see it. But just the skills that you have acquired, that money, I think it's money well invested in making people's lives better, because we have a generation to build.
And that was Kozier Frederick, Minister for the Environment and Parliamentary Representative for the Salibier constituency. Also in the local news, National Bank of Dominica Limited announced the winners of the NBD Sports Division Primary Schools Football Championship 2023. NBD stated it extends its congratulations to the winning schools, as well as to all schools that took part in the NBD Sports Division Primary Schools Football Championship this year. The students did their best and showed the spirit of competition and enthusiasm. NBD is the official sponsor of the primary school's football championship event, which reinforced their commitment to supporting up-and-coming male and female footballers. The performers were as follows: Development Division winner Baroness Patricia Scotland Primary School, second place Warner Primary School, and third place Monjon Primary School. Boys Division winner St. Luke's Primary School, second place Roosevelt Douglas Primary School, and third place St. Mary's Primary School Division. Winner Grand for Monjon Primary School, second place Goodwill Primary School, and third place Ben Stiebel Primary School. All the goal scorers during regulation time and extra time were given a gift compliments the National Bank of Dominica Limited, as well as the match officials who receive a medal for their services. Colleague Prevo also received a special award from the NBD representative for his outstanding performance in the Boys Division 1 finals. Grand for Monjon Combined Primary Schools are champions of the NBD Limited Sports Division 2023 Primary Schools Girls Football Competition by defeating the Goodwill Primary School by 2-0 on Friday, 19th May at the Benjamin Spark. The newly re-elected president of the Dominica Cycling Association, Ronald Charles, conveyed his appreciation for his re-election as president of the organization. He stated was made subsequent to elections of the DCA, which took place over the weekend. He indicated that a considerable amount of effort is requisite to be undertaken with the recently appointed executive committee. Charles expressed the necessity for conducting a review of the constitution of the association in order to comprehensively encompass all facets of the advancement of cycling as a sport within the constitutional framework.
I'm elated and honored to know that the general cycling body has confidence in me and that my position for presidency was uncontested, and I feel honored to be in that position. I believe that we have a lot of work to do in cycling with the new executive coming on board with new faces. We have a lot of is our constitution. We definitely have to re-examine our constitution and ensure all aspects of the development of the sport is somewhat captured in the constitution, so that when we have any kind of activity and or, you know, anything to do, we will refer to the constitution for guidance. I think another priority is the executive. I think we definitely need to look at having some administrative training in this regard. When I say administrative training, we're going to revisit a lot of the functionality of these different positions, because I think that is important.
Charles stated that there will be a close examination of the different clubs to enhance the participation of numerous young individuals in the field of cycling. Furthermore, he emphasized that the Dominica Olympic Committee has received the development plan proposed by the association, which prioritized the recruitment of young cyclists.
We're also going to look at our clubs. I think at present, we definitely need to empower the clubs that we have. We need to hear of more engagement with the young people. And definitely that is what we're looking at. For a matter of fact, the DOC has already received a proposal focusing on our developmental plan and focusing on the recruitment of young cyclists to participate and to be part and parcel of this growing sport. So these are the areas of serious concerns. As we look at this year, as you know, our season will be kicked off late because we needed to have our elections. We needed to do what we have to do. But the new executive mandate thus far is that come June the 15th to the 19th, as I said in previous pronouncement, the peddlers team from Trinidad or club from Trinidad will be coming, will be visiting us during that time.
Dominica Cycling Association President Ronald Charles. Legendary Queen of Calypso and Lady of Song Ophelia Marie released her much-anticipated album, The Hidden Reggae Plus, which takes listeners on tour of some of her lesser-known reggae compositions. She wants to establish herself as a real musical powerhouse by showcasing her diversity and reintroducing her reggae tunes to a larger audience with this album. Ophelia's cover, which begins with the mesmerizing I'm and Suffering by the late Clayton Gist of the Gigolos, Powell Union, connects strongly with the financial hardships that many people confront and has become extremely popular all around the world. Ophelia's passionate voice and the reggae beats combine beautifully to deliver a potent and relevant message. Strike, a gripping song written by McCarthy Marie that retains the album's reflective ambience while tackling relevant social and political topics, is one of the outstanding tunes. Ophelia's ability to generate a variety of emotions is beautifully displayed in each song on the album, enchanting listeners with her alluring voice and the irresistible reggae beat. Ophelia's exceptional talent shines throughout the album, emphasizing her proficiency in various genres, whether it's the energetic tracks that inspire movement or the heartfelt ballads that touch the depths of the soul. Ophelia's lyrics are both poetic and thought-provoking, leaving a lasting impact on listeners. Justice Dr. Irwin Andre examines how the allure of power and wealth can be too great for some individuals to resist, leading them down a path of dishonesty and deceit. He noted that Dominican passport advertisements in Afghanistan and Lebanon showcase political affiliation and support for the government, benefiting individuals who are willing to support the offline line. This raises concern about the impartiality of government institutions and the potential for discrimination against those who do not share the ruling party's views.
To Google and to find out the advertisements in places like Afghanistan, in Beirut, Lebanon, billboards advertising the virtues of the Dominican passports, free entry to over 150 countries. So make no mistake about it. These fellas who are benefiting through political affiliation and through becoming born-again supporters of the government, they're peddling the official line because they stand to gain significantly on the backs of Dominicans.
Andre pointed out that regrettably, citizens frequently bear the brunt of these actions as their trust in governmental institutions is damaged and their most basic needs are disregarded. Since the situation on the island is dire and the political leadership is a coalition of individuals enriching themselves, he claims that Dominicans must have a say in how the country will develop in the future.
But who don't support the political directory? They are kept in the dark. Because this is a club of persons who are enriching themselves, while Dominicans have to extend their hands rather than earn something by the sweat of their brow to succeed. And this is the sad state that we are presently in. And this is why it's so imperative and so crucial that Dominicans should have a say in the future of the island, because there'll be no more future.
And there was a Justice Dr. Irwin Andre. In other news, Sagicor will once again sponsor the Caribbean Broadcasting Union's Caribbean Media Awards ceremony, marking the third year in a row that the regional financial services firm will recognize achievements in the area of financial literacy journalism and health education journalism. The Health Education Journalism Awards recognizes journalistic work in current affairs content that focuses on and promotes an understanding of national and regional health sectors, whereas the Financial Literacy Journalism Awards recognize news and current affairs content that focuses on and promotes an understanding of financial components and skills related to effective money and debt management. Last year's awards for financial literacy were won by Great Bellies Productions Limited and JRJR Glenna out of Jamaica, who also won for health education journalism. Ingrid Card, Sagicor's Vice President of Group in Marketing, Communications and Brand Experience, stated that the role of the media is critical and they are delighted to be able to use this opportunity to thank the media for the extension work they do, and that the support will demonstrate their appreciation for the important role that they play in society. And dozens of demonstrators battled with police officers in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Monday after legislators and supporters were prevented from visiting the house of senior opposition member on trial for rape and libel. Police used tear gas on protesters who erected impromptu roadblocks along one of the Akadaka's main red road and set automobiles and ministry building on fire in one neighborhood.
Dozens of protesters clashed with security forces in Senegal's capital on Monday. Police officers fired tear gas at demonstrators who built barricades along one of Dakar's main highways. In one neighborhood, cars and a ministerial building were set on fire. The spark for these clashes was lawmakers and supporters reportedly being blocked from visiting the home of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. But it's also the latest round in months of unrest triggered by President Macky Sall's refusal to rule out running for a third term in office, and by court cases involving Sonko. The opposition leader is on trial in separate cases for libel and rape. He denies wrongdoing and says the charges are aimed at ruling him out of presidential elections next February. On Sunday, police diverted Sonko to his house after a caravan of vehicles, including him and some supporters, had planned to enter Dakar. That's ahead of a court judgment in the rape trial expected on June the 1st. According to one opposition MP, political figures were then prevented from visiting Sonko on Monday by police firing tear gas. Senegal's interior minister said Sunday's caravan had not sought permission and was stopped for security reasons. The police and the president's office did not respond to requests for comment on Monday.
That's the Prime Evening News, and here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party leader Dr. Thompson Fontaine suggests the DLP government end the nightmare young people have experienced under the DLP regime and create possibilities for them to grow. SAGICOR will once more sponsor the 54th Annual General Assembly and the Caribbean Broadcasting Union's Caribbean Media Awards, which will take place on August 15th in Antigua and Barbuda. And dozens of protesters battled with police officers in Senegal's capital, Dakar, on Monday after lawmakers and supporters were prevented from visiting the house of prominent opposition member on trial for rape and libel. Global. I've been your presenter for this environment.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95.